Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich, and today we have a very special show. You're going to call me Dr. Ron, and we're going to have Dr. Radley on the show in just a moment, and we're going to be giving you angel prescriptions, so it's going to be a really fun show. And it's been a while since I've been on the air. You know, I've had a lot of things going on. I went to Chicago for my parents' 40th anniversary. They've been married for 40 years. That's quite a long time. And it was a surprise for my mom when I visited her. And, of course, she was so excited to see me, and she was full of tears. And I'm saying this because I just know how important family is, and I hope that you're able to enjoy your life with your family. And, of course, we also have our family on the other side. We have our relatives that have crossed over, and we have our angel family of our guardian angels, and we have ascended masters and many other spiritual help available to assist us. And that's what we're going to be talking about today for the callers that call in. And we're going to be doing for you an angel prescription. So we'll be letting you know what angels you can call upon for specific help in areas of your life, and also sharing any intuitive guidance that we receive. Now, I was also guided to work with Doreen Virtue's Ascended Master Oracle cards. And this is one of those things where I just trust my intuition, because at first I was like, Ascended Master, we're working with the angels. But it was clear to me that the angels and, you know, the spirit wanted our listeners to be aware that there's multiple levels of help available to you. So more than likely what will happen is Radley and I will be sharing different perspectives on it. And now, if you're new to the show, a little bit about myself. I am an angel intuitive trained through Doreen Virtue, who I just love. And I'm also a certified angel card reader, a Reiki practitioner, spiritual teacher, spiritual healer. I'm sort of like a jack of all trades. And I do these shows on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's the highlight of my week because I love sharing with you and talking with you and learning, because we all learn together. And you'll know, because you're all in the spiritual circle, that we're all one. And this oneness is just healing to me, and it brings joy to my heart. So you can find out more information about myself by visiting my website, ascensionmagic.com, or my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Now, my guest speaker today is internationally known for, he authored Angel Tarot cards with Doreen Virtue. He also has had the Archangel Power Tarot cards, Guardian Angel Tarot, Angel Answer Oracle, and the Fairy Tarot that just was recently came out recently. He also has a weekly radio show on Hay House Radio, and he's just a humorous person with charming optimism. And I know you, if you're listening, you probably know who he is. He's my friend Radley Valentine, and I'm going to get him on the show here. I'm going to mute this. Hi, Radley.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to have you, and I know my listeners are too. And we're going to have a great time today. Now, I know the angel prescription idea, we kind of talked about this together. We kind of brainstormed on this idea together. And maybe you can kind of share a little bit with the listeners about what we mean by that, and kind of how it came about.
Sure. So some time ago, I just sort of came on this idea that in angel numbers or angel numerology, whichever you want to call it, the number 4 refers to angels. It says angels are with you. And I thought to myself, you know, when I'm feeling concerned about an issue or challenged, or even if I just want to go out into the day with my strongest foot forward, wouldn't it be groovy to have an archangel brigade surrounding me? And so depending on what's going on in my life or on my radio show, if someone calls in, I very often do this for them, I will choose 4 archangels. And so the way you have to kind of think about it is you think about that you're standing there, and to your left and in front of you is one archangel. To the right and in front of you is another archangel. To the left and back of you is another archangel. And to the back and right of you is the fourth archangel, and you're the princess in the middle. And so that way you get to walk through your entire day with these four archangels who have very specific specialities to help you with whatever's going on. And, you know, it's really awesome to say, okay, Archangel Michael, please be with me, surround me with your royal blue light, and keep me safe and cut my cords to anything that's holding me back and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's like that's awesome and it's wonderful, and as is each of the 15 primary archangels that we talk about the most. But when you think about the mix, when you think about, well, yeah, I want protection, but I also want to have a very positive outlook, and I also want to communicate perfectly and clearly, and I also want to have epiphanies throughout the day about what is the perfect thing for me to be doing next, and you blend all four of those in this energy that's surrounding you and swirling around you, you can see how you can create your own angel prescription.
I love it.
For having a flawless day, or solving your challenges, or helping to manifest that which you care about.
I love it. I love it. I like the imagery of the blending, and I like how it's the four, almost like the four directions, you know. So it's really easy to visualize in your head when you're doing it. You know, because you're right, because a lot of times, you know, we call upon the angels, but we don't necessarily do it in that particular way where we can accept multiple help and multiple things at the same time. You know, we might just call upon one angel or say one particular prayer or something. So the idea of working in unison, in harmony together, it, like you said, it's an angel prescription. And guess what, guys? We are going to be your doctors today. So you can call me Dr. Ron, and Radley, Dr. Valentine, or Dr. Radley.
No,
whichever
Dr.
you prefer.
Radley.
Whichever
no.
you prefer, Dr. Radley or Dr. Valentine. Whichever
although
you prefer.
Doreen calls me Dr. Valentine. I don't know why.
She calls you Dr. Valentine? Well, do you have a
she
PhD?
She does. No, I don't. I mean, she does, and so I call her Dr.
Oh,
Virtue,
okay.
But then she always turns around and says
yes.
Dr. Valentine, and I'm like, I don't know why we're doing this, but okay, whatever.
So it's kind of funny, too. I was talking about Radley before the show. There's a clip that keeps popping into my head. You might remember this from the Thompson Twins in the 80s. I'm just going to play it really quick. And as I was thinking about this show, I just kept hearing that song in my head ahead. So as we take our callers today, when I get you on the line, I'm going to play that clip. And you're going to get tired of it. You're going to be singing Doctor, Doctor in your head for the rest of the day. But if you know me, I'm always singing. I swear, I'm always singing. Even before the show, I was talking to Radley. And I was just, like, singing random songs. And, you know, and it's just who I am. And that's what makes me me. So we're going to have fun today. And we're also going to do healing and teaching and learning together, because that's what we're here to do. So thank you, my listeners, for joining me, and thank you, Radley, again, too, for joining us. And I don't have a call screener, and the way that I will distinguish your call, listeners, I will say your area code, and then I will get you on the line. And if you could just please let us know your name and where you're calling from, that would be great. We'd really appreciate that. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, if you'd like to post a question or a comment there, feel free to do that. I'll be checking Facebook as well. And we're going to get to it. So we're going to get to the first call. Okay, and our first caller, you're going to be calling from, let's go to area code 415. That's where I'm guided to go here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm good.
Can we get your name, sweetie?
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show. How can I help you today, or how can we help you?
I would like a prescription. That'd be great for kind of what he was saying about, you know, a direction to go in next career-wise and healthy, like I've been sick a lot this month, so anything I think I have food allergies or my, you know, I think I, something's going on with my stomach.
Okay. It's interesting that you say that because my first instinct when I heard you talk in, I heard Archangel Raphael was like the first angel that popped into my head, and you may or may not be aware that Raphael is the healing angel who we can call upon to help us with any kind of healing issues. And you might see like an emerald green color around you when Raphael's around. But that's the first angel that popped into my mind. And I do have a deck of cards out from Raphael that I drew a card for you that says recovery. So that's a good sign, a good message that you know, things are moving forward in a positive direction. So that's a very positive sign. I also sense Archangel Uriel with you, which Uriel is helping you to illuminate maybe darker things in your life that you're trying to illuminate, things that you're trying to release, things that you're trying to remember so that you can pinpoint the highest version of yourself. That's the first thing that's coming through me. What do you think, Rad?
So, hi, Anne. So, here's what I'm going to... The first thing that you brought up was career, and then the second thing you brought up, the secondary thing you brought up was some healing that had to do with medical stuff. And you know what? I think you have those in the proper order, because I think that part of what is creating a challenge for you from the standpoint of the physical is this sense of not necessarily knowing where I'm going or what I'm doing, and a sense of drifting where you don't feel like I absolutely know exactly where I'm supposed to be headed. And I really want to get clear on that, and I want to get clear on how to be successful at it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So the one thing that I will say just briefly about the health thing is watch out for the gluten. Just watch out for the gluten, because that popped into my head, so watch out for that. And I'm not going to tell you to drop all gluten, but, you know, cut back if you can. Just cut back a little bit. Like, I recently found a sliced bread. I don't know if I'm allowed to do a commercial, but whatever, Glutino. and to me, it's like I don't even notice that it's different. So there's a lot of products out there right now that are for people who are a little gluten intolerant or a lot gluten intolerant, and that can kind of help you. But I really honestly think that some of the discomfort is this lack of sense of knowing what's going on, because it's in your gut, it's in your stomach, right? It's down there in that whole set, you know, in those lower chakras of this sense of I need to be following my walk. So the first thing we are going to bring in Archangel Raphael. I like that. But we're going to put him behind you, because that's basically where you put the healing situation too. You said you put the career first and the healing second. So we're going to put him behind you to the rear right. And so he'll be there, and you can envision him. I like Raphael in the back. And the reason I like it is because Raphael's kind of got a Reiki thing kind of going on. And so you can kind of envision him healing you with green emerald light while he's behind you. And we're going to follow Ron's guidance and put Uriel to the left back of you. Now, you got to kind of keep in mind, I am not at all objective when it comes to Uriel. He is my favorite archangel. He tagged me from day one, and I am his big promoter. So, but the thing that a lot of people do not know about Archangel Uriel is that one of the things he does, besides the enlightenment, besides the ability to make us a beacon of light, which we like for your career thing, is that he's also about emotional healing. It's also about emotional healing. And so that's really good. So you've basically got the physical healer and the emotional healer behind you, backing you up. Okay? But let's talk about the front. Okay? Let's talk about the front. So we can't go on any kind of journey about career without Archangel Michael. We can't. That's one of his main gigs. So we're going to put him in the left front. Now, another reason we're putting him in the left front is because he has this giant sword of light, as you may know. And my dear friend Doreen Virtue calls them these etheric cords. I just like to call it energy connections. But he's going to sever those from the past, sever anything that's holding you back. And that includes severing connections to things that were hurtful or things that hurt your self-confidence. And then we're going to put to your right side the archangel that I consider to be basically the feminine form of Michael, and that is Archangel Ariel. Now, we're going to do that because Archangel Ariel is all about manifesting. She's all about creating. And so if you've got Michael, who knows your life purpose, and you've got Ariel, and you've got the two of them forging ahead, you've got your life purpose clarity, and you've got the ability to bring it for real into your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So clockwise, Michael, Ariel, Raphael, Uriel, and that's your archangel prescription.
I love
nice,
it, Rad.
Thank you.
That's like you're so
yeah.
on point. So on point. And we both got the Raphael, and I totally agree with everything you're saying, Ariel, Uriel. And is this making sense for you? Is this helpful for you?
Yeah. I guess, how do I work with Michael to get clarity?
You just have to ask.
Okay.
It's all about just your
yeah.
intention from your heart chakra, from your heart center. The angels respond to your intention from your heart, your sincerity. So when you
mm-hmm.
call up, the angels are always there. They're always assisting us, but they respond to our free will, you see. So if we don't ask for assistance, it's not like they won't help. It's just they're honoring your free will. So you can choose to, you know, go out and do it by yourself. But all you need to do is reach out, and it could be as simple, you know, as, you know, Archangel Michael, I'm requesting your assistance to help me to gain clarity in moving forward. And that could be as simple as that. You can say it out loud. You can think it. You can write it. There's many different ways. But it's about your intention, putting out your intention. And once you put that intention out there, it's being aware of how the angels and how the universe is communicating to you. And one of the things I like, and Doreen always will share this, is to ask the angels for a sign in the physical world that you will easily recognize to know that it was from them. Because sometimes, you know, if you're not being aware, the messages you're receiving, they might be obscured. So if you ask for it to be very specific and ask for it to be very clear to you, then that will be more helpful for you. But it's all about just asking. You just need to ask.
Yeah, I agree with Dr. Ron, because the first thing, if you work with angels, is that you do have to remember that they sort of like, they're kind of hands-off with us until we ask. So
mm-hmm.
they're not allowed to interfere except in certain life-threatening situations. So you got to ask, and I ask every day, okay? But, you know,
okay.
I want to build upon what Dr. Ron said about signs for just a little bit, because here's where I think people miss out on signs, because I hear this
mm-hmm.
every week almost when on my radio show on Hay House Radio, where people say, I've been asking for signs and I'm not getting anything. But
mm-hmm.
here's what happens to a whole lot of people is they get up in the morning and they have their little meditation. They say, dear Archangel, whoever, I really need a sign about this, and let me have my sign today. And then they get up from their meditation, and then they start throwing the kids into the car and their lunches, and they run them to the school, and then they go to work. And all day long, what they've been doing is doing the meetings and doing the work that they need to have to do. And, oh, my God, it's 4:30. I've got to go. I've got to pick up the kids, and then I've got to go to the stores because I need something for dinner. And then I've got to go home, and I've got to cook dinner, and I've got to get the kids in the shower so they have a bath. And then I've got to get them to bed. And then they stop and go, gosh, those angels, they did not send me a single sign.
Yep.
And what they don't realize is that you fell asleep. You completely fell asleep to your request for a sign. When, if you had been awake, you would have noticed that for whatever reason, you were driving along and there's a car, and on the side of the car it says Inspirational Healers, Inc. And then you turn left onto Reiki Road. And then you go a little farther and you turn right and you realize that you see a thing with big angel wings on a billboard. But none of those things are registering to you as a sign because you fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to stay awake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's completely true, Radley. And
Dr. Radley.
Dr. Radley. Dr. Radley. Yes, that's my apologies. My apologies. So Anne, remember, so I'm going to just review what Radley said. You have Archangel Michael, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Raphael, mm-hmm. and Archangel Uriel. Those are your four angels.
Great.
Pay attention to the sign
okay.
that you're receiving. And know
okay.
that we're going to continue to send you healing and send you love as you continue on through your journey. I want to wish you a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for the show.
You're very welcome, Anne.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings to you. Oh, and I forgot to play this. Hold on. I got to play this. Here we go. For Doc, could it remind me to say Dr. Rad here? And, okay, so I'm going to go to another call here. We've got a lot of people calling in. Oh, my God, the phone lines are so busy here. This looks like it might be, I know, it's like somebody calling from Skype, I believe. So it doesn't have, because it says area code's 111, but I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can hear you. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name, hon?
Hi. It's Michelle, and I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, Canada. Nice. Hasn't there been fires up there, or am I like out of the loop? I know there were some fires in Canada. I don't know exactly where they were.
Fire. Yeah, it's just north of me, about 5 hours.
Okay. Has that been dying down?
Yes. Thankfully, we're getting a bit of rain here. So.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty scary. Because I live in California, and we had some pretty bad wildfires last year, and a lot of people lost their homes. And I remember seeing the fires in Canada, and I thought kind of the same thing. So I'm glad that you're safe, and thank you so much for joining us today. So, Michelle, how can we assist you?
Okay, so I'm looking for a job right now, and then I guess just healing my heart to find a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
Dr. Ryan, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, you know what, Michelle, I want to work with, I have a ton of Oracle cards, and you might remember me at the beginning of the show saying that I was going to work with the Ascended Master. So I want to give you an Ascended Master that you can call upon, and then I also want to just quickly draw a card from another deck called the Romance Angels, because you're asking about romance. That's kind of where I'm guided to go with you right now. So I'm going to just quickly ask, like, what Ascended Master you might call upon right now to help you with any situation, and it might not be just your relationships, but it's the one that's going to help you the most in your journey, and this one is coming out, okay? And this Ascended Master you may or may not be familiar with, but it's Elmoria, E-L-M-O-R-Y-A, Elmoria. And the message on it is to clear and shield your energy. So it's basically about just having clear intentions, having clear boundaries in place, and being sure that you're protecting yourself, because, you know, you're probably a very sensitive person. You might even be doing energy healing. And also in relationships, everyone that we're in relationship with, we do, as Radley mentioned, have these energetic connections to. And some of them might be more intense than others, and especially if there's ones from previous relationships that maybe we haven't cleared yet. So Elmoria will help you to clear away any kind of energetic debris that might be in your energy field, any kind of toxic thoughts you might be thinking about yourself or about a relationship in the past, anything that's stopping you energetically from moving forward. And just a quick little note about Elmoria, because I really don't know too much about him, but I'm reading this from the guidebook. He was basically in the royal family of Kashmir in the 1800s, and he was a founder of the Theosophical Society, and he spent some time with Madame Blavatsky, and you can call upon him to clear energy, as I mentioned. So that's just the first thing. Now, the other card is going to come from the Romance Angels, and I'm going to see like what they would like you to know right now, and I'm just going to shuffle and see what card's going to come out for you, and then I'll turn it over to Rad, who will, Dr. Rad, my apologies, who will completely give you a better prescription here. Okay, so here's the card for you. Interesting. Now, this card says, it says this could be the one. It says you've already met the romantic partner you seek. So this says that there's already someone that's piquing your interest. Do you know who that possibly might be?
No.
Interesting. Interesting, yeah. Interesting. Well, it could be. This card's suggesting that there's someone that you've already met. So maybe you don't know who this person is, your, you know, love of your life. But there's someone that you've already met, and I feel like it's someone you've known for a while. This is just my intuition is saying. But the romance angels are working with you to help you. What's happening too right now, and this is happening for a lot of us, is that we're clearing old energy away so that we can be truly focused on what we want. The full moon's in view right now this weekend, and it's bringing up a lot of things to be released, and that's happening for a lot of us. So it's interesting that you're calling in, and this card comes up about clearing your energy, because there's probably some things that are popping up, and I even feel right now the angels are talking to you in your mind. You're getting images in your mind about what needs to be released and what needs to be let go. So just trust and honor that. They're also showing me you like going to the gym and like, you know, getting more exercise, physical exercise, working out, because when you're keeping yourself in really excellent physical shape, you're able to, well, number one, hear your angels better. Number two, you're able to attract a partner that you're really wanting, because you feel better. You'll feel more healthy. You'll feel more alive. So they're showing me that. But they're also, I see the angels are helping you. They're really releasing stuff from your heart chakra right now. There's a lot of pain in your heart right now that I'm feeling. Like, woo, I'm sorry, I'm just feeling this. It's like I'm empathic. And I'm asking the angels to sort of clear, like a broom. They're like sweeping away some stuff in your heart, things. And they want you to know that they got your back. They got your back. And they are assisting you with this. Okay, so that's what's coming through me. Michelle, those are the first things that are coming through me, and I hope that is making sense to you on some level.
It does, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, good, good. So I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Dr. Rod, and and we're going to get him on the – well, he's already here, but I got to play – you know, I have to play my song. Doctor. I should just sing the song, because it's just like annoying to play the clip. But Dr. Radley, in your professional opinion, how can we help Michelle today?
Okay, so here's a scoop, Michelle. So you need Uriel in a big way. That's, again, I'm not pretending to not be objective or anything, but you really need Uriel. And here's why you need Uriel. Uriel does several things. First of all, he gives us epiphanies. He gives us brilliant ideas. And that's what most people know him for. And he's really awesome at that. That's true. But he also does a couple of other things. Uriel's name means the angel of light. And so you can – do you know those really annoying sky – lights that like are at car lots or at the circus and they go across the sky? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Uriel can do that for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He can make you a beacon of light. And what do you want to be to a prospective employer or a potential soulmate? You want to be a beacon of light so that they can find you.
Yeah.
You also said that you needed to do some emotional healing. And as I mentioned before with Anne, Uriel is known for doing emotional healing. So I'm putting him left in front of you because he really is who you need right there helping you through these things. Now, as a side note, Uriel's reminding me to tell you, I don't know if you do this, but anytime you send in a resume, God, did I just date myself, but... If you, whether you're sending in the resume electronically or whether you're sending the resume like through the mail or something, you want to hold your hands up to the paper or to the computer screen and imagine golden glittery light going into that application. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're basically doing is you're pulling light from Archangel Uriel and putting it into that application and making it a beacon of light too.
Okay.
That makes sense? Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next thing is to your right-hand side and in front of you, I want to put Archangel Shamuel, C-H-A-M-U-E-L. His name means he who sees God.
Okay.
All right? Shamuel can see everything, anything. So people use him to find things like lost keys or, you know, I can't find that necklace. Where's that necklace? Archangel Shamuel, help me find the necklace. And so, but he's known also for helping people to see their soulmate.
Oh, okay.
But also to see their perfect next job.
Okay.
So you see what we're doing? We've put in front of you the ability to see that which you need to see to make you happy and the emotional healing to free you and also to make you a beacon of light so others can see you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Great. So behind you, I sense an edge of depression here.
Yeah.
So we're going to put Archangel Jophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L, okay? Her name means the beauty of God. And Jophiel helps us to lift our thoughts, to be optimistic, to be positive, to stop any spiraling down or negative thoughts and really put a positive spin on things. I like to call her the angelic version of rose-colored glasses, but I mean it in the best of possible of ways. And I say that because, first of all, Jophiel is known to be the color of a deep pink, and she's also known to be roses. People will see roses or smell the scent of roses when Jophiel is with them. So I know that rose-colored glasses sometimes has a negative context, but instead think of it from the standpoint of, no, I am going to see the world and life in the most beautiful possible way.
Okay.
So awesome. You got Jophiel. So To the left back of you, and you're going to have to help me with this. For whatever reason, Raguel is showing up. R-A-G-U-E-L. He is the friend of God. Oh,
okay.
Duh. Of course. Duh. So Raguel can help you to make new friends. He can help clear up old issues with other people.
Okay.
And, you know, the romance card that Dr. Ron pulled for you?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as he said that, what came to my mind was not necessarily that you already know them, but you have a friend who knows them.
Okay, interesting.
Okay? And I think that's why Raguel here, the friend of God, is here with you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I think that if we clean up your energy, I think if we get you the job that you need, because we really need to fix that, okay? That really needs to get fixed.
Yeah.
Because without the job, you don't feel confident, and if you don't feel confident, you don't feel good about yourself, and if you don't feel good about yourself, you're not going to draw in the relationship you want. You might draw in one you don't want, and that might be why you got the card from the Ascended Masters deck that said shield yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, so there's your angelic posse, okay?
Awesome. Thank you both so much.
Yeah. Michelle,
you're welcome.
Really quick, hon, before we let you go, I just wanted to say the angels were showing me an image of you holding a white flower like a daisy near your heart, almost to shield, protect your heart, and to bring in some light and some positive energy. They were also showing me you going out in nature and, like, visualizing yourself in, like, a violet-purple pyramid almost. And what that's going to do is that strengthen your energy, and it's going to help you to I just feel like it's going to strengthen you. Like, just that's just what came through my mind, so I just wanted to acknowledge that with you. Going out in nature would be something that would really help you to sort of clear away some of the energetic debris that might be lingering around with you, and it might help to release some of that depression that Riley was talking about, because nature just is a healer. Nature is our ultimate mother, and going out in nature would help you with that in a lot of ways, I feel, as well. So just try to remember that as well.
And if whether Dr. Ron knows this or not, I don't know, but daisies, per Robert Reeves and Doreen Virtue, daisies are symbolic of finding joy.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
There you go. I literally saw a daisy, and they were showing me you holding it near your heart. like a child. I just love this flower so much, like that, like holding it to your heart. Like they're just showing me this image of you, and it would help you to connect with that child-like wonder that's inside of you that we don't always express because we get so bogged down in the day-to-day existence of our, 3D reality. But, that joy is inside of you, because Michelle is a joyful person. Michelle is full of joy, full of life. But, the healing that's happening for you right now is allowing that to come back to the surface so that you can really be who you are and attract somebody to you that's on that same vibration.
Awesome.
Okay?
Very cool. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much, Michelle, for calling.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that. Thank you. Doctor, great job, Bradley. Great job, Bradley. There you go. That's my new song. That's my new song. We're going to take a few more calls, and I'm going to actually check Facebook. It doesn't look like anyone posted anything on Facebook, so I'm going to just go back to the phone lines. They're wanting me to go to someone calling from 410. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm fantastic.
Hi.
Are you enjoying the show so far?
I am. I love all the archangels and angels.
Yeah. So we're having a great time, and I'm thankful to be taking your call. How can we help you today, Kathy?
I would like some information on my spiritual path.
Okay.
Whatever
Got
they
it.
Could tell me.
Okay. So just in terms of like life purpose, or just you just want
right.
like
mm-hmm.
next step kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to go first on this one, Rad?
Well, sure. So, the first thing that I kind of want to ask you is that when people ask about a spiritual path, they or a life purpose, I guess I should say. Sometimes they mean I want to know what job I should have or what career I should have. And sometimes what they mean is that, no, what I want to know is what is my spiritual path? What is the meaning of life, or what am I here to do from a spiritual standpoint? So can you clarify for me which one of these things is your concern?
Yeah, what am I supposed to be doing my spiritual
yeah, it really is spiritual purpose. Okay, just
purpose,
wanted to
yeah.
make sure. Okay.
Yeah, because
so,
I'm close to retiring, so it's like I want to do something.
You.
But I don't want to be bored, so I know I'll be doing something.
Right. No, you'll be doing stuff. You'll be doing stuff. Okay, so so the first archangel that I want to talk to you about is one that doesn't get talked about a whole lot. And his name is Zadkiel. It's Zadkiel. Okay? And Zadkiel's name means the righteousness of God. And not a lot of people work with him. Students work with him a lot, okay? And you might like him because he's the archangel version of Ginkgo Biloba, or however you say that. so he helps us with our memories and helps us to remember things. That's why students really like him. But Zadkiel is also known for helping people to remember their divine spiritual origin and mission. Okay. So that sounds just absolutely, totally right up your alley. I would put him left front. I whenever someone starts talking about spirituality and that whole intuition and that really going into the mystic aspect of life, I always have to think of Haniel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would put Archangel Haniel to your right front. So you've got Haniel and you've got Zadkiel. So then behind you, there is I'm going to put an archangel whose name is Jeremiel. Okay, Jeremiel. And Jeremiel's main gig, his name means the mercy of God. But his gig, what he's really known for doing, is helping people to understand spiritual visions, helping you to kind of do a life review, and you're coming up to this place where you're probably not looking forward as much as you're looking backward. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. You're looking backwards to kind of go, okay, this has been my life so far. This has been my life so far, and now I'm coming to this place. What is my life going to be going forward?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jeremiah is known for helping people to do those life reviews. He's known for that. So, and then I think, who do I want to put as the fourth? Is your health okay?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Okay. Are you single or are you coupled?
Married, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, so here's what I got. Raphael came in. Raphael came in. He's the Archangel of Physical Healing. Now, this might mean that some sort of spiritual energetic healing is a part of your future. Okay? So if your health is doing just well and your relationship is doing just fine, then the next place I usually go with him, and especially since you asked about a spiritual purpose, it might be partially to help people with healing.
Which I do Reiki.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not really practicing it on anyone except myself and the cat.
Kathy,
I want to just kind of chime in. Well, not really. I don't know if chime in is the best word, but I want to add on to Dr. Radley's prescription and give Dr. Ron's insights. Because as Radley was speaking, I was drawing cards for you and listening to my intuition, and they all are kind of saying the same thing. And they all are giving you a message about trusting yourself. Okay, I've drawn cards from several different decks, and one is Doreen Virtue's Life Purpose deck, because that's kind of what you're asking about. And the message is to trust your feelings and trust your dreams, trust the angels. Trust, because when you talked about the Reiki, honestly, the impression I got was you were like, yeah, Reiki, you know, like I kind of do it, but it's like maybe you don't trust the abilities that you have. Maybe you don't trust that you are a healer or that you can make a difference. And I think that comes from conditioning, from society's conditioning, from your past.
Right.
That, you know, mm-hmm. And this is 2016, and we got to be like, you know what, this is who I am, and this is okay to be spiritual. It's okay to be a healer. And it doesn't matter if people think we're wacky, because it's okay to be wacky, because we are who we are. And you have a lot of talent and a lot of gifts to bring. And I think Dr. Rad was right when he was talking about Raphael, because Raphael is helping you not only with the energetic healing, but he's helping you to heal yourself from those limitations that you might have about
that.
Yeah,
those negative feelings that I have. Right,
yes.
You're right. You are so
okay,
right.
Now,
yes.
The other card, too, this is interesting because it came from Radley's deck of cards called the Archangel Power Tarot, and it was the King of Raphael. So, again, Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. This is the King of Raphael, which, guess what? It's safe for you to trust. It's safe for you to trust and about following your creative passion. So exactly where you're at. So Raphael is an excellent medication, I guess that's the best thing to say, for you at this time to help you. Now, a few other messages. I drew a card also because we're working with the Ascended Masters, remember? And this one is the King Solomon card, which is about priorities, your priorities. Like having your priorities in order in terms of what you really want. So if you really are focused on your spiritual purpose, and whether that's healing or teaching or anything like that, put energy into that, you know. And if you just do something each day, take small steps each day towards that goal, you know, you will achieve that. But maybe you have this big idea in your head, but you haven't been breaking it down into like smaller steps to help you with that. So, of course, you have Radley's prescription, but you also might want to, in addition, have Archangel Michael help you to take steps towards where you want to be. You know, you can ask specifically for something you could do today or each day, like one small thing you can do, and then just do it each day and just devote your energy into what it is that you really want. Now, I got to say, there's one other card I was guided to draw. This is from, they wanted me to go to the romance cards. I was like, okay, so I went with it. But it's interesting because it's about codependency. And I'm just going to say what comes through. But it's about this card comes up about addictions, but, you know, it could be, you know, it could be any kind of addiction. It could be addicting thoughts that you're thinking about yourself. It could be addictions from your past. It could be someone in your life that has that kind of addicting energy. You know, it's basically about you, I feel, letting go of limitations. That's kind of what my intuition is saying, because the next card is very soon. Very soon. Things are going to happen for you very soon. It's just about you trusting and getting very clear on your priorities and working with the prescription of Dr. Radley with the four angels that are around you will really kind of help you to get some clarity. Now, in terms of energetically, why I got to say, I'm feeling your solar plexus area, which is the power center, that might need to be opened a little bit more. So there's some affirmations you can do. One of my favorite ones is it is safe for me to be powerful. You can say that one.
Ooh,
you might also get like a citrine or some type of crystal that might help to open up that solar plexus area. Sea salt bath will help to clear you energetically. But I'm also seeing, actually, Archangel Michael is there right now, as a matter of fact, and he's actually pulling out some energetic blocks that are there. I'm literally feeling that with you and helping you to kind of open that up a little bit and helping you to have more confidence in your abilities. But overall, it's safe for you, hon. You just have to trust yourself and devote some time to your priorities. I hope that this
oh, my God, you're so on target. That's exactly true. And I call on him every day. But I'll do it in baby steps now, like to ask him for something every
day.
Yeah,
that's kind of what they're being guided to do, is just take little small steps each day, and you'll get to where you want to go. And don't try to let go of the fear, you know, like the fear that you can make a mistake. You can't make a mistake. It's everything's perfect, you know. There's like cause and effect. It's not like this is right and this is wrong. It's like that's our own human ego judgments in place there. It's all about you just making a decision. So devote time each day towards your priorities, and I think that you'll be well on your way to doing something more meaningful in your spiritual path, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Radley.
You're welcome.
Doctor Radley.
Doctor.
Yeah. Thanks,
I remember
Kathy.
That song.
I know, right? From the 80s? Yeah, the Thompson Twins.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right up my alley.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Kathy, for your loving, fun energy, and it was a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh,
and of course,
you both. I enjoyed it. Have a
great blessed
day.
Thank you. You too. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. That was spot on, Dr. Radley. I love your way of thinking of the angels in terms of the four directions like that. That's not something that I have tried. I call upon the angels all the time. I'm always working with them. But to think of having, like, the team with you, I think that's a very powerful message, and I hope that my listeners are understanding that you can create your own prescription, you know, based on what feels right for you. This is our intuition. We're just one messenger, but your own intuition, your own inner guidance is the closest connection to the truth, and that's what you always have to rely on, is your own inner vision. Because I can tell you, you know, I've gotten psychic readings before from people, and they were just kind of, they didn't quite feel right, and that's okay, because that's one person's interpretation, but you have to trust your own interpretation, as with anything, trust your own guidance. So, Radley, I think we have time for, like, one more call.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of just wrap it up and have a rest of our wonderful weekend. Yay! Let's see. Oh, let's go to this one. We're going to go to 860. I'm going to get this person on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We are doing amazing. Can we get your name?
It's Amy. How are you?
Jane?
Amy.
Amy. Oh, hi, Amy. I'm sorry. Amy, AM.
No,
okay. Oh, we're doing great, and we're giving angel prescriptions and intuitive messages.
Excited. Yeah.
So how can we help you today?
Well, can we stick with relationships? I'm looking for a like-minded person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Relationships. Got it. It seems to be a common theme. And, you know, I trust it's interesting because when I do these shows every week, there's like a theme with my callers. And this week, it's relationships. This week, it's relationships. So, yeah, you know, of course, as Radley mentioned, you know, Archangel Shamuel is an archangel you can call upon to help you. It's Shamuel. That's the angel, okay. The finder, the seeker, that will help you to find things. And in fact, I have a story to share with you. I just went on a trip to Chicago, and uh-huh. I lost my wedding ring, and
oh my
I was
God.
Freaking out. I was like, "Where is my wedding ring?" I was literally freaking out, and I called upon Shamuel to help me find my wedding ring. And within like a half an hour, you know, my husband says, "Oh, it's on the floor." I was so relieved because I can't believe I lost
it. Oh my
God. Of course, he was going to kill me because, you know, I lost this ring. But and that's a different story for another show. But, you know, you can call upon Shamuel to find things, to find your soulmate, to find a relationship. And one of the things, too, that, you know, Radley and I have talked about before is working with Archangel Raphael, because Raphael is the heart chakra, but asking Raphael to... And your guardian angels to speak to the guardian angels of your soulmate. So you're basically asking your angels and Raphael to talk to that person's angels to let it all work out in the mysterious, mystical, magical way that it does. So the synchronicity happens and you're able to find the soulmate or the relationship that you're looking for. So those are two angels. As far as like where they kind of should be, that's not my forte. Dr. Radley's probably more, you know, can give you better, what sort of diagnosis, I guess that's a better word to say. But before we do that, I just want to quickly draw a card from the Romance Angel.
Yeah.
Just as it comes up. So give me just a second here, and then I'll turn it over to Dr. Rad. So let's see what the angels would like you to know about this situation. Okay, so, that's such a sweet card. A card that comes up for you, hon, it's wedding card. This situation involves marriage. So this is basically, were you married before?
No, but I,
okay.
I had a deep, my heart was crushed and I'm healed.
Aww.
But it took me a long time. It took me a very long time to, release this person. Yeah.
So. Got it. I'm
on
feel
the other
like,
side now. I'm not just saying that. I
mean,
I've
do that.
Done eons and eons of work. On myself.
I do feel that. I do feel that you're in a better place. I don't feel like that relationship's affecting you necessarily. I feel like this wedding is a marriage of you with your true twin soulmate. I really feel like that way. Like this is you getting with that person, but also a marriage of you working in concert with the spiritual help that you're getting, because maybe in the past you've tried to do it alone, but now you really are working with that spiritual help and you're allowing that wedding, that marriage of spirit and physicality to work together to help you to look at it from a different perspective and to just get it right this time.
Yes.
So that's kind of what's coming through me. But I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Dr. Radley, who can give you his diagnosis.
Excellent. Thank
you. I'm going to agree with Dr. Ron on Raphael and Shamuel, because we've already talked about Shamuel, and hopefully you heard his name means he who sees God, and so he can help us find things. And Raphael is mostly known for being a physical healer, but like Ron said, there's the heart chakra color, but also he was known in the Bible as kind of a matchmaker. And so that's why people sort of look to Raphael. And even in like angel tarot cards or traditional tarot cards, you'll see a couple on the lover's card and the angel behind them doing the marriage ceremony is Raphael.
Wow.
So I would put those two definitely in front. Now, one of the things, I always listen to what people say, because they say what really matters to them. And you said, I am looking for like-minded people, someone who is like-minded. And so I would ask that you consider for the back left behind you, Archangel Sandalphon. Okay, Archangel Sandalphon. And Sandalphon is known for being able, he's so tall that he can lift our prayers from our hands straight to God in heaven.
Wow.
And he is known for helping people find like-minded people from a spiritual sense.
Okay.
And I'm kind of betting that when you say you want someone like-minded in a romantic relationship, you're talking about the spiritual connection aspect.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yes, right, right. Mm-hmm. And so then in the back behind you, I would put Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, the friend of God.
Okay.
Because it's not just that you want a romantic relationship. You want a real friend.
Yeah, I do.
You want a real friend. You want someone who really gets you.
Yes.
Who really understands you.
Yes.
And right, yeah, right. It's like you want to be loved. You want all the romance and the roses and all that stuff. Yeah, yay, right. But you also want to be in a relationship with your very best friend.
Yes. On all levels.
So,
yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. On all levels, my very best friend.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. I would do Shamuel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Raguel.
How do you spell Sandalphon?
Sure. Sandalphon.
Uh-huh.
And Sandalphon actually was one of the two archangels who was originally human. He was the prophet Elijah.
Okay.
And he ascended into heaven. He was so righteous and so good that God ascended him into the status of archangel.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're so welcome,
I feel,
Amy. And just really quick, and I did draw a card from the Ascended Master's Oracle deck, and there's an Ascended Master for you called Paul the Venetian. And Paul the Venetian is really about, like, artistic expression. So what that means is when you're connected through art, you're basically, like, your soul is coming through you. So it's kind of a message about doing some artistic work, drawing, painting, any kind of artistic endeavor that's going to allow your soul to express itself, because that's going to allow you to be more at a vibration of who you truly are, and it's going to attract someone else on that level, because you definitely have that enlightened artistic personality. You know, you're someone who can read a novel and sit down and explain it and talk to someone about the intricacies of the novel. Like, you're that kind of intellectual kind of person, you know. So this card is asking you to do that, and you can call upon Paul the Venetian, V-E-N-E-T-I-A-N, like from Venice, basically, to help you with that creativity and those artistic endeavors. So just something to think about in addition to the angels that we've already talked about, okay?
Awesome. This is what a beautiful reading, and I could feel the energy through the vibrations of the phone. Oh,
you're so sweet.
Yes. No, I feel it. Oh my goodness. It's just, I'm so grateful, and I know it's just, I just know it's going to be so worth all of the whateverness I've been through. It's always worth it in the end. Always worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything's a learning lesson. Everything's a learning lesson. So I only have a few minutes left, Amy, so I have to wrap up the conversation. Otherwise I would talk to you much more, but have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
So Radley, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I know that you're going to be on the Hay House Summit tomorrow. Can you maybe briefly talk to people about that, about how they can listen to that and how they can enjoy your speech?
Sure. The Hay House World Summit is 100 of Hay House's authors giving people their spiritual and sometimes in the health knowledge, and their 1-hour audio lessons absolutely free until May 26th. They've been released in 4 sections, and mine, it comes out tomorrow, and it's called How to Make Big Life Changes with the Help of the Angels. And you can sign up if you haven't already. You can pop over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Radley Valentine, and you'll see it there. There's a link, and you can click on the link. It'll say Hay House World Summit, and you can sign up, and you'll have access not only to the 25 that are being released tomorrow, but all 100 of those audios.
Beautiful, Radley. So I want to thank all my listeners for joining us today, and of course, Radley, it was a pleasure having fun with you and speaking with you, and I love when we do these conversations, and we all learn and grow together. And again, if you would like to get a professional reading for myself, you can check out my Facebook.com, Ascension Magic, or my website, ascensionmagic.com. And I always end this show with a little bit of love, and I tell you guys that all is well. All is well.
Mm-hmm.